Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside John Congemi. Pleased to be joined in studio by Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com. By the way, before we get to Andy, make sure you check out Dolphins.com, his AC in the AM column, every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. It's posted, and you can also follow him on Twitter at @acohenfins. Andy, how you doing?
I'm hot and wet and wonderful. Thanks for asking.
It's the same refrain from everybody
That's
you ask
true.
Who watches practice or partakes in practice. The first thing they say is, yeah, it's really hot out here.
You come in, your shoulders kind of slump. You feel kind of, you know, just bad, I guess. But I guess the players feel even worse because they've been out there for close to 3 hours.
Yeah, they're the ones doing the real work.
And actually, today they got the luxury of a rainstorm to practice in, which actually is good because it wasn't lightning, so they didn't have that concern. And I think it's always important for them to spend some quality time in the rain because you just know at Sun Life Stadium it's going to rain, and it's going to rain hard, and to at least experience that on the practice field, in my mind, has to be a positive.
Yeah, I think it was encouraging to see them stay out of the practice field, not, you know, resort to the bubble when the rain fell down. And I don't know if this is a coincidence or whether it had something to do with it, Andy, but we saw a bit of a sloppy practice today. From what you've seen through five practices from the offense, any concerns about their slow start?
Yeah, I mean, there are concerns. Certainly the major concerns are on the offensive line. I spoke to offensive line coach John Benton yesterday, and, you know, he voiced those concerns, and he said that his goal is after the first preseason game to have a solid seven guys in his rotation that he can feel good about. Just seems like, even though we're still 10 days away from that, it's still a long way off. There's a lot of uncertainty on the offensive line. I don't think they feel good about the center position right now. Shelly Smith has been doing some good things. He's been botching some snaps. That's a concern. You know, you take for granted a position when you have a guy like Mike Pouncey, who's so solid and rarely makes glaring mistakes until Pouncey is gone. And then you have to find somebody who can give you the consistency from the center position. So really, that's a concern, and I really need to see how things unfold over the next week or so to have a good or a better feeling about the offensive line in general.
I would have to agree with you, Andy. I think the offensive line is one of those things, when you look at this football team as a whole, you say, you know what, that's still the concern. It was a concern in the offseason. It was a concern through OTAs and minicamp, and now it continues to unfold, and hopefully it will strengthen. But what's the one thing, if you looked at this team through five practices, that you say, you know what, I really like this about the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, I think they're going to have an excellent passing attack. I think there's a lot of versatility there. I love what they're doing with Mike Wallace. I love what they're doing with Charles Clay. The ball's getting out of Tannehill's hands quickly. It's clear to me that wide receiver is the deepest area in the team. I wouldn't want to cut down that group. So I'm really excited about what I see the potential. Jarvis Landry, I was on his case in OTAs, and I'm still on his case. I think he's going to be an outstanding player. I think he's going to contribute to this offense right away. So there are a lot of exciting pieces in the passing game. The key is, will the offensive line give Tannehill protection? Will there be a running game to kind of take some of the pressure off the passing game, or will the Dolphins have to rely solely on airing it out? And those are the questions that need to be answered over the next few weeks.
Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finsiders. All right, along those same lines, you mentioned the wide receivers. How's this coaching staff going to make a distinction between some of these guys? Because we already know about Wallace and Hartline, but when you look behind them with Gibson coming back, he's looked good. Matthews, Binns, Damian Williams, you even have Matt Hazel as a draft pick. I mean, this is going to be a tough decision. And, you know, Marcus Thigpen is in the mix. We're not sure if he's going to be a return specialist or not. This is going to be really difficult.
Well, and when you look at last year, he kept four receivers initially when he cut down the roster. And I don't know if that's possible with this group. You know, Joe Philbin likes to talk about keeping his best 53 players. Well, I can tell you there are five or six receivers that are among his best 53 players. So he's going to have a difficult choice. He's going to have to balance that out in some other areas of the team. Does he keep one less tight end? Does he keep one less running back? Not sure, but it's clear there's going to be some difficult decisions, and there's a lot of receivers on this team that have the ability and the potential to do very well in the NFL.
Definitely the strength of this football team. One of them on the offensive side of the football. You mentioned it. There may be six wide receivers on this roster come September 7th against the New England Patriots, especially the way Bill Lazor runs his offense and the way he spreads it out. And another position that I think is going to be difficult, maybe not so much difficult in terms of making the 53 and playing, but the depth on the defensive line. is incredible.
No, it's amazing. And I watch Deion Jordan at practice, and he's a different player, and he's not playing for the first 4 weeks. But he's when he gets back, I really believe he's going to be a beast. His confidence level is up. He's got great reaction time. So when you add him to the players they already have, I mean, you've got a Derek Shelby who's not starting but coming off the bench. You've got three defensive tackles that are all outstanding, all playmakers. So, no, I agree with you, John. I believe the defensive line and wide receiver are clearly the two deepest areas on the team. It's the other areas they have to work on fortifying now.
Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finsiders. All right, Andy, in reading one of your AC and the AM columns recently, you had the opportunity to catch up with Dennis Hickey, first-year general manager. What's his mindset at entering his first season, taking control of a team here with the Dolphins?
Yeah, you know, I asked him, does he catch himself at practice sitting back and saying, you know, I helped create a lot of what's out there? And he said no. He said his mind is always racing toward what can I do to help this team make better. And he looks at the 90th player out there or the 89th player out there, and he says, is there somebody else? So he's constantly trying to upgrade this roster. I asked him if he still meets with Joe Philbin every day. He said definitely. The communication is very, very important. So I see somebody who is joined at the hip with Philbin, shares the same philosophy. And really, you can tell by the small roster moves they're making on a regular basis, is he's trying to upgrade this roster. He's not satisfied with where they're at. And you see that in some of the moves he's making. And while he's expanding a lot of things in the scouting department, his dream of creating an analytics department, it's taking shape. He's already begun that process. But he's more concerned with the now and this team and this roster and doing everything he can to provide improvements when improvements are necessary.
I think you can look up and down this roster, Andy, and find guys that are going to contribute not only in practice but in the preseason and compete, like Damian Williams at running back. I think he's done an excellent job. But going to the other side of the football, one of the other question marks coming in was the change at linebacker. Mm-hmm. When you have Danelle Ellerby going from inside to outside, Cole Meese moving inside, I think it really adds to the fits in the run game. I think you're not going to get as many busts in the inside and over-pursuing things. Through the first couple of practices, what have you seen out of that unit as a whole?
Well, first of all, Cole Meese, an inside linebacker, I don't think that's an experiment anymore. I think it's a done deal.
I do too.
He's your starting guy in the middle, and I think he's done very well. And it's very important that I think there are five or six players on this team that I believe absolutely have to step up for the Dolphins to be successful. And I count Cole Meese, you know, as one of those. The running game was subpar at best last year. That needs to change. I really believe they have the players positioned correctly. I love what they're doing at defensive tackle. I think they have a chance to be better against the run. The key question to me is how will Ellerby respond to Meese in the middle, and can they back up with really a hot and cold first season together with more consistency and more big plays on their part? How those linebackers fit together with the rest of the pieces already in place, I think are going to be a key to this defense.
Andy, always good to catch up with you. We want to make sure everybody, all the Dolphins fans out there, go to Dolphins.com every day. AC in the AM, 6 a.m. it's posted on Dolphins.com, your daily column, as you chronicle training camp so far through 2014. Thanks for joining us, Andy.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Andy.
John, you too.
There he is, Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com. Still have time in this 5 o'clock hour for quick hits. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll check in with Tristan Jones in just a moment. Behold an island paradise, just a short flight from Florida. Behold the Bahamas. Visit Bahamas.com for deals and packages today. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.